Lebanon is awaiting the return of its Prime Minister Saad Hariri over a week after his controversial resignation while on a visit to Saudi Arabia. Beirut is now calling on Riyadh to explain why it's preventing Hariri from returning home, accusing the Saudis of kidnapping the Lebanese premier. Here's a report.
Lebanese President Michel Aoun has accused Saudi Arabia of kidnapping Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri. He noted that Hariri was living in a dubious situation in the kingdom and called on Riyadh to clarify why he couldn't return to Beirut.
Lebanon does not accept having its prime minister in a situation that is not accepted by international laws and the standard rules in relations between states.
Aoun stressed that anything Premier Hariri had said or may say does not reflect reality due to the mystery surrounding his situation. The remarks come as Saudi Arabia has released this footage showing Hariri in a ceremony in the capital Riyadh greeting the Saudi king upon his return from the city of Medina. A number of reports which are based on accounts given by sources close to Hariri say his resignation was orchestrated by the Saudi royal family. Some accounts say Hariri was lured into traveling to Riyadh, where Saudi security forces surrounded his plane and confiscated his phone and those of his bodyguards. Hariri's resignation speech is also said to have been scripted for him, since it entirely echoed Saudi and American accusations against Iran and the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah. Hariri's week-long absence from Lebanon has fueled speculations that the premier is under de facto house arrest in the kingdom. Aoun's statement echoed remarks made by Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah, saying Hariri was held captive in Saudi Arabia.
We consider Hariri's resignation as illegal and unconstitutional. It has no value because he resigned under coercion. We don't recognize this resignation.
Iran's foreign ministry also accused Saudi Arabia of destabilizing Lebanon by pursuing divisive policies which had already affected the Persian Gulf states and Yemen. Members of Hariri's future movement said they had no information about his fate and were waiting impatiently for his return to Lebanon to handle his national responsibilities.
If we look closely to what the Saudis have been planning, they thought that they can summon Hariri, and then they, after the resignation, that the Lebanese people and with its institutions and the political parties will all clash together, and that there will be some sort of, you know, craziness on the streets of Lebanon. Now Hariri's case is a national case. It's a national issue. Everyone's demanding for his return.
Meanwhile, the United States called on all states and parties to respect Lebanon's sovereignty, independence, and constitutional processes. The U.S. described Hariri as a strong partner and warned against contributing to instability in Lebanon and undermining its government institutions. France also urged that Hariri should have his freedom of movement and be able to play his essential role in Lebanon. Hariri's abrupt resignation would torpedo the Lebanese coalition government, which took power after a protracted power vacuum in late 2016 and plunged Lebanon back into political uncertainty. Now all eyes are set on Saudi Arabia for the return of Hariri so that the mystery surrounding his fate can be solved. However, the issue has already highlighted the extent of Riyadh interference in the affairs of regional countries.